Fresh Breakfast. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went a better friends and we woke up in Japan. I
like you, I do. For your Fresh FM Song of the Year, hashtag Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 7:37 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio now. We've been having this discussion, Shaquan, for some time now.
Yes, we have.
We released the funnest conversation.
Yeah.
And we asked, listen, why is Willie not in the team? And then we also asked, okay, he retired. That's what some people said. We even saw the expertise of Isaac Hamata and Marco Glovu, who are football brains when it comes to this thing. We asked, listen, why is it that perhaps there's a problem here with the team not accepting Willie Stefanis in the team? They gave their reasoning, or they analyzed, they shared their analysis. And then we said, okay, cool. You know what? Why not just hear from the man himself? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've got Willie Stefanis in the building. Willie Stefanis, Buta, how are you doing this morning, Boot?
All good, NSK. Glad to be back in the Fresh FM studio.
I'm also fine.
Anyways,
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Mm.
Yeah, cake, man. You know what, Nem? You know what, Willie? Unfortunately, the first time when you were here, I was not around. You had a fantastic conversation with Shaquan, just about your life and who you are, your family showing up beautifully and supporting you. And I realized in that conversation that you have a beautiful support structure.
So
shout out to your family, man. It's really beautiful to have that structure, which is probably why you are living out your dream right now of playing football, isn't it? You're a professional footballer. This is what you do.
Yeah, like I said last time on the studio, my dad was a footballer. My brothers were, most of them also footballers back in the day. The likes of Lolo, Steven, they were also footballers. And then my sisters, when it comes to sports, they were also very active at school.
Yeah.
Adamania, she used to be a great hockey player back in Kitmas, up until a point where VIS had to snitch her from our school.
VIS used to do things like that back in the day.
That's how some of us got in, but yeah.
But I think, like you said, the support structure from my family, especially my siblings, it has been great. It has been there for me ever since I started with Black Africa in 2009.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I played for the rival team. The whole family is Pirates, but
and I was gonna get to that, Shaquan. Because you know, with footballers, or with our traditional families.
Mm-hmm.
Look, my family traditionally we're 11 Eros people.
Yeah.
Stanji. No, that's a second spiller in any family, but no, for Blobader can spiel. Owens.
Yeah, because it's a little bit deep, man.
And you played for Black Africa and now with the African Stars. No, what kind of the family? As Lenox is Pirates of Stanley Majobi, African Stars of whose story?
I think let's know the African Stars. They're also looking for African Star shirts when I started last season.
Yeah.
But I think they are supporting me and not really the team. Supporting me, yeah.
All right. Now, Willie, we have to talk about a couple of things. We have to talk about the Brave Warriors. Obviously, you did play for the Brave Warriors for some time. Mm-hmm. You had your successes. You had your failures with the team. You played under Manetti. Is there another coach that you also played under before Manetti?
We started with Brian Isaacs.
With Brian Isaacs, yes. Oh, the legendary.
Yeah, and then it was Kanyuka.
Yes,
and then
yes.
After Kanyuka, there was a coach called Roger Palgram.
Yes, yes.
Then
yes.
After Roger, I think Manetti at that time, he took over from Roger.
Mm. And you played under all these coaches, so you've been in the structure for some time.
Yeah.
But you retired from the Brave Warriors, because that's always a reason that people bring up when we speak about when this conversation comes up in terms
but it's
of
like but he retired
you know what I mean. So there's this whole campaign, Awilo. I don't know if you know about it.
I've seen it on social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a whole campaign from Football Fraternity and Ordinary Namibians that wants you back in the team. You've seen it, right?
I've seen it.
Okay. So let's ask you this. Why did you retire from national duty?
National duties, yeah.
Yeah, I've said this before. When I took that decision, there was a lot of reasons that was given by the selectors, the national team selectors, regarding why I'm always not selected for the games that was coming up at that time. And then the reasons kept on changing. And I was like, okay, fine. But later on, the last reason was like, okay, Awilo is old. There's a lot of young boys that play the same position as Awilo.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had to choose between an old player and then an upcoming star. So I was like, okay, if that's the case, let me step back and then support the young boys, because I know that the two boys that I was compared with, it's Chulu Kamatuga and then the Prince Chueda.
So
I think they're really good boys. And like yesterday's game, Prince
scored as well.
Beautiful goal. And then the other thing as well, it was an emotional decision at the time, because I was doing good for African Stars, and then all these reasons kept on changing. So I was like, let me just step back. Then I made the decision of retiring from international duty.
Did you at one point feel that it was somehow personal?
I won't say it was personal.
I mean, and I asked that question because, like, if the reasons kept changing, did you at one point just feel like maybe it was personal from their end, that it got a little bit personal on your end as well?
From my end, I don't think it was personal. I think with football, when you are not in the coach's plan, you are not in the plan. Whether you do good or not, if a coach has a certain plan or what he's planning on doing with the team, I think if you as a player doesn't fit into that structure or that plan, you can do whatever you want. If you are not part of his plans, you will never be part of his plans.
Hold that thought, Stefanos. We've got more questions for you. It's 7:43 right now, Namibia's Heart and Soul. We won't continue with this conversation. We still have to ask him about willingness maybe to come out of retirement. We'll still ask him about Straightforward, about Colin Benjamin. And we'll still ask him about African Stars and the whole Chula Chula drama. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, beautiful people of Namibia and beyond. It's your girl, Taimi.
4-6 and vote for your Fresh FM Song of the Year. Hashtag Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 7:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's 7:50. We lost the funnest time. Continuing with that conversation, we lost the funnest and the Brave Warriors. Now, Awilo, just a couple of seconds ago, a minute ago, you said at the time it became a bit of an emotional decision for you because the reasons kept changing and so on. When was the last time you had a conversation with the national selectors?
That's one thing that I've told a lot of people. I've ran into the coach, coach himself, Colin, a lot of times. I think between me and Colin, there's nothing personal because we spoke about football, my career, how I am injuries wise and all these things, but the national team topic never came up. But as a player, I couldn't bring that up as well, so for me I just went with the flow.
Now, okay, fine, so there's this campaign that's going on, right? The official status is that you retired. So now perhaps the question is, with this campaign that's going on, because we do what we do for our people, isn't it?
We
do it for the people that watch and love the game.
Yeah.
And the people are saying, we want Awilo Stefanos back in the team. So now we're asking Awilo, have you ever considered rescinding that decision, going back on that decision to say, look, listen,
you know what? I want to be there.
I want to go back to the national team. I am declaring that I am officially coming out of
retirement. Yeah.
Has that ever crossed your mind?
Yeah, it did. I haven't made it public yet, but I think I'll make it public soon, because my performance numbers don't lie. From last season, I've been banging in the goals. I think this season again, I'm currently the leading top goal scorer.
Yes, you are.
And
I think
just my presence at the national level,
Even
if I don't go play, I've been there for almost 10 years in the national team. And I think even the boys like Peter Shalule, Dion, them, they have made it in terms of football. They look up to me. They will always call me asking for tips here and there. And I think my presence in the national team would, I think I might make the decision of coming back out of retirement.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, the decision always lies with the coach. But my door will always be open, and it's always an honor to co-represent your country at the highest level of football.
Do you think that you coming out of retirement will happen still doing this time when Colin is coach? I mean, not to say that there's anything personal between you guys. Hey, we're just trying to figure out, like, is it going to happen now or when someone else takes over?
No, definitely whilst Colin is still coach. Because he's the one that is the current coach and that made us qualify to the AFCON.
That's
and
true.
Yeah, as a player, any player's dream is to play at the highest level of football in Africa, which is the African Nations Cup.
Yeah.
And I think I will definitely make that decision while Colin is still the coach. Mm. Because like I said, that's the highest level of football in Africa.
Mm. How does it work in terms of football structure, like official structures? When you come out of retirement, do you reach out to the coach? Do you reach out to NFA? Do you just make a public statement? Or do you have a conversation with Colin or with the NFA? How does it work?
I think sometimes it has to be the coach. If the coach needs you, he will definitely give you a call and say, no, listen, Awilo or whoever the player
come
might
out of
be,
retirement.
I think we need you in this department when it comes to the team. I think why don't you make an official announcement or a statement where you are coming out of retirement so that we can recall you to the national team.
Yeah.
But I think but the reach out must be from the FA or from the coach.
Mm. I think it was the same scenario also with Stiga, isn't it?
With
Ronald. Now, the national team played yesterday. Okay, they played also against Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah.
We had one loss and we had one win. The win, in my opinion, I feel it was not convincing. We have to be honest about these things. And Shekona, I've told you, when it comes to national representation,
yeah,
I will always be brutal.
Very serious.
Yeah. I will always be brutal. Okay.
Yeah, no,
I'm a huge patriot. Patriot. I want my country to be competitive, to be aggressive when on the international stage. It was the same thing with the Rugby World Cup.
I
was coming hard on the Volvichas for not competing.
Yeah.
You know? So, from the two games that you watched against Equatorial Guinea and against Sao Tome and Principe, do you feel that you can slot into this team?
From
how the tactics were set up?
Yeah, I think yesterday's game, it was an easier game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Equatorial Guinea is a stronger side. West Africans are always stronger. Yeah. But I think yesterday's game, judging from outside, and I know football is easier when you're watching it from outside.
That's true.
But when you're inside, I think it's a bit difficult. But yesterday's game was much easier than the Equatorial game.
Mm.
The players, I think the coach, it's the first time that the two countries met as well. So we as a nation, we didn't know how they play, how strong they are. But before the game, there was an announcement that I think it's the Footy Namibia page on Instagram stated that most of the players play in Europe. But I think they maybe play in lower leagues there in Europe. So we thought,
Because they are lowly ranked.
Lowly ranked.
By the style of play, you could see it. They are playing in Europe, but they are not in a league that we, I think they are not that strong. So we could have done much better. But a win is a win for me. A few individuals that stood out yesterday. The likes of Prince, he's a young boy that came up the ranks from the under 17, under 20, and now of the Brave Warriors. And I think he's going to be the next big thing as long as he keeps his head level.
Now, fine. We've established there's no personal issues with Ian Colin. Confirmed?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Confirmed, yeah.
We've established that you still have love for the red shirt, for the colors of Namibia. You are considering coming out of retirement.
Confirmed.
Okay. And we've also established that, you know, professionals like Peter and Dion still call you and you guys are in conversation.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't mind playing with them on a national level.
Yeah.
And you also speak to Colin every now and then in terms of your form and in terms of football and just the love of the game. So that is, I think we can rest that matter.
Yeah,
definitely. Cause
yeah.
I could not stand it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
But like, how do you feel about people actually campaigning for you to come back to the team?
They are haters. There are people that's on my side as well. Some of them are like, okay, Awilo has been there for so many years. He only has 3 goals. But what they don't know is the position that I used to play back then was on the right wing or on the left wing, where I was supplying most of the goals. I think Peter has 15 goals now. At the national level, he's the highest goal scorer in Namibia. And I think out of that 15, I assisted him 5 or so, which people don't know because they only see my stats. They don't see what I did for him as well. But I think the love is still there for the red shirt. And obviously, whenever the call comes, I will honor it.
African Stars. Let's quickly talk about that. You captained the team that's over the weekend. Does the team look at you as their leader? Obviously, there is Stiga. We can never ever take away anything from Stiga. But do they look at you as the next generational captain for the team?
Yeah, I think there's always there's a saying that I always tell the boys. There's a difference between a captain and a leader, and I'm not a captain. I think I'll take myself as a leader because there's a lot of boys that looks up to me. Even there by Stars, boys like the new boy that came from 11 Arrows, Angelo, and the likes of there's another one called Paulus. He's I think 19 years old, and those boys, everything I do, they will ask me. What do I need to do to be on your level as well? You understand. So I think I'm more of a leader than a captain. And then obviously Stiga was out with an injury for the past 4 or so games, ever since the previous Chula Chula game. And then I stepped up. The team selected me as the vice captain. So I was like, okay, let me take it. And then from there, we won some games. I scored some goals. And then obviously we move forward.
Do you still have dreams of playing international football?
Definitely, definitely. Age is not on my side, but as you can see all over the world, age is just a number for now. Most of the players
look at Thiago Silva.
Why do people come for your age? You're just 32.
If you even look at Ronaldo, Messi, all these players, they are competing on the highest level. On the ages of 37, 38.
Yeah, pushing 40,
As long as you are injury-free, I think you can go all the way.
Let's put it into the universe. Which team do you want to call you? Or to call African Stars and say, listen,
we want this.
Boy of yours. Yeah. How much? We will open the checkbook.
I'm a gossip for life.
You're a gossip for life.
I think.
Yes, the Kaiser Chiefs need you, bro. If you think about it,
actually,
I think I'm a Kaiser Chiefs fan. They are struggling a bit in terms of scoring or just playing overall. Creative play. And with that, we have been lacking ever since last season. And I think currently a team that I would fit in now is Kaiser Chiefs. With my form, like with my current form, I think.
And the way they also, the style of football also.
The style of football they play. I think that's a team where I would really fit in there.
That's it. Okay. Selectors of Kaiser Chiefs.
Please.
Awilo is saying, and African Stars is saying, as long as the millions
African
are ready.
African Stars is saying, wait!
Shekwan, any final words from your end?
No, man. I'm good. Awilo, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for actually not being as anxious as last time.
No, he's a veteran now.
He's a veteran.
Give me the mic now.
Thanks for having me. I hope most of the questions came through and then
we answered.
It's been cleared. Awilo Stephanus, ladies and gentlemen, some of them are debating if he's a GOAT or not. Well, that's up to you to decide, isn't it? It's 8 o'clock on the dot. We're gonna do our news. This conversation, if you missed it, will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around. This festive season,
you can take your shopping name. Fresh breakfast. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went up at a friend's and we woke up.